Good morning, everyone. You are tuned into CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast, and this is Kanishka Sarkar bringing you all the important cues ahead of today's trading session. As we head into the trading week today, a key question is, will Nifty continue to hold on to the 22,000 level after the worst week in 5 months? Listen in for the cues. Now, Nifty and Nifty Bank both ended lower on March 15th, the previous trading session, while the broader market staged a sharp recovery from the day's low. On the last trading day of the week, the foreign institutions were buyers in the cash market, while domestic institutions were net sellers. Experts say that Nifty's momentum indicators suggest bearish momentum in the near term. Nagaraj Shetty of HDFC Security has said that the short-term trend of the Nifty remains weak and a decisive move below 21,900 can open sharp downside towards levels of 21,500 in the near term. Therefore, 22,000 level remains the immediate resistance mark. Now, for the Nifty Bank, on the other hand, the 46,000 level is now very important, followed by 45,500. Now, following the orders of SEBI and AMFI, many reserve funds have released the results of their stress tests. Nippon India Small Cap Fund, an asset-based holding company with around 4,600 crore rupees, says it has accumulated 50% of the portfolio in equity in 27 days. At the same time, Edelweiss Mutual Fund says that it has created 50% of its portfolio in 2 days of investment. The results of the stress test will be issued to all these fund houses every 15 days after March 15th. Now, it remains to be seen how the market reacts to it. Now, talking about global cues, Wall Street awaits guidance on monetary policy from the Federal Reserve this week. In the previous session on Friday, in the US, all three indexes fell as inflation concerns remain front and center ahead of the Fed this week. The S&P 500 lost 0.65%, while the Dow Jones dipped 0.5%, and the Nasdaq Composite slipped almost 1%. Meanwhile, Apple has reached a $490 million settlement to resolve a class action lawsuit that alleged that chief executive Tim Cook defrauded shareholders by concealing falling demand for iPhones in China. Now, this morning, Japan's Nikkei index led gains in the Asia-Pacific markets ahead of a week full of central bank meetings, while investors awaited a slew of economic data from China. Japan's Nikkei rose 2%, while the TOPIX climbed 1.6%. In Europe, the Bank of England is expected to keep rates unchanged at 5.25%. Now, in Hong Kong, the Hang Seng index opened 0.2% lower, while the CSI 300 index was 0.17% higher. This is on a day when China is set to release a slew of economic data, including its February retail sales, industrial output, and urban employment numbers. Oil prices, on the other hand, ticked up in early trade, firming up gains from last week when prices rose nearly 4% on the view that supply was tightening. Brent crude oil futures for May delivery were above $85 a barrel. Now, at a time when global cues are very significant, back home, some of the stocks to track include Zomato, HDFC Life, and Aurobindo Pharma, among others. Now, the Coforge board has approved raising 3,200 crore rupees via QIP. Adani Group stocks will be in focus as the group is to invest more than 1.2 lakh crore in FY25 in the renewable business. Meanwhile, Aditya Birla Fashion has got no objection letter from BSE and NSE on the scheme of merger of the company with TCNS Clothing. Crompton Greaves is granted patent for invention of linear no-tubular system for 20 years starting August 14, 2020. SJVN has got a letter of intent from Gujarat Urja Vikas Nigam for a 200 MW solar project. Hindustan Aeronautics has got a 2,890 crore rupees order from the Defence Ministry from a midlife upgrade of 25 Dornier aircraft of the Indian Navy. LIC shares will also be in focus as the government has approved a 16% wage hike for basic wage for LIC employees. LIC wage hike is effective from August 2022. Now, in other news, the Election Commission of India has announced the dates for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls, as well as a simultaneous election to four states in seven phases starting April 19. The results will be announced on June 4th. Now, it remains to be seen how the market reacts to the development. Well, those are a few cues to watch out for today. Have a good trading session. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18.